Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Toonsburg with your host, Bill Jones. In today's episode, we will briefly describe ADS, otherwise known as Atheism Derangement Syndrome. Let's get started. Hello, my name is Bill Jones, and I am the cartoonist at Toonsburg, your home for laughter. Do you have any family, friends, neighbors, colleagues, or possibly even enemies who are atheists? If yes, this episode is for you, and more importantly, for them. Wherever you are, right here, right now, just look around at all the products you can see. Please, kindly pick one item you think is simplest to make. With every product, there are at least four basic properties. One, what is it? For example, a wristwatch, a computer. Two, the company's name. Seiko, Rolex, Apple, Dell. Three, the company's country of origin. Japan, Switzerland, America. Four, where was it made? Switzerland, the Philippines, Thailand. As I'm sitting here at my very cluttered desk, I'm looking around for the simplest item I can find. Oh, there it is, right over there, there it is. I found it. Number one, what is it? It's a pencil. Eraser. It's a pencil eraser. Number two, the company? Tombow. Number three, company's country of origin? Japan. Number four, it's made in Vietnam. Now, ADS, or Atheism Derangement Syndrome, question one. Is it possible for nothing to make a very simple pencil eraser? If no, why not? If yes, how? That is, what are the laws of chemistry and physics that say it's possible for nothing to make something? ADS question two. If it's impossible for nothing to make a very simple pencil eraser, how is it possible for nothing to make a very, very, very complicated universe with planets, stars, sun, earth, and life? Some atheists become frustrated, even angry, when trying to answer this question. Many atheists will say the Big Bang. This is very interesting, because the Big Bang is not nothing, it's something. You see, for any bang to occur, whether big or small, requires three things, two separate objects and a force. If I drop a pencil onto the desk, this will result in a small bang. The two objects are, of course, the pencil and the desk, and I am the force. ADS question number three. Who or what made the objects for the Big Bang? And who or what was the force that caused the Big Bang? Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for our next episode with some more exciting brain activity accompanied by relaxing voice candy from Toonsburg by Bill Jones.